Good morning, everyone. It is Wednesday, August 30th. My name is Michael Cohen, and I'm here with Tom Silverstein for a new episode of the Packers Podcast. And we've got a treat for you today. Tom, tell them what we came up with.
Oh, we ran out of things to talk about. So we decided we're going to have a fantasy draft. We're going to draft the Packers roster. We're each going to draft a team off of the Packers roster. Then we're going to let you guys evaluate it. Send us a tweet at one of our Twitter handles, and you can, which we'll give you at the end of the podcast, and or you can email us too, and let us know how bad you think our teams are going to be, or which one has the better team.
So we have a couple of caveats. One is that Tom and I both get Aaron Rodgers,
right,
and we both get Corey Linsley, because there's no other center on the roster, and Rodgers obviously is Rodgers.
So you'd be the only scoring. We will pick backup quarterbacks.
Yes, we will each pick a backup quarterback, and then the rest of the positions will have two running backs each, a fullback each, five wide receivers, two tackles, two guards, and one special teams player, whether that's a returner or a guy that's really good in coverage, whatever the case may be, one specialist on special teams.
Okay.
So let's flip this coin here.
Okay, here it is.
What are you going to call
it? Near
me? Okay.
Young Michael Cohen.
Tails. Tails.
Oh,
it is.
You get the first pick in the draft.
All right.
This is a tough one.
This is big.
Huge.
Man.
Huge.
With the first pick, I will take David Bakhtiari.
Wow. You're not even going to go for a scorer in your first pick.
Okay, I just think that there's only one guy on this team that can play left tackle, and I just took him.
Oh, that's a good point. You know, you're a good thinker there. I'm going points all the way.
All right.
And I'm going to take Davante Adams, number one. I think he's going to have a huge year. I think he will score more and catch more balls than anybody.
I will take Jordy Nelson, which is sort of the corollary to your argument. One of them will lead the team and the other one will probably finish second.
Yeah.
And so I'll take Nelson and even it out one apiece at the receivers.
Okay. I guess being the gambler that I am, I'm going to go with Ty Montgomery.
Okay.
I think this is like a shocker pick, because who knows if he's going to stay healthy, but I just have a feeling that he's going to have all year I've been saying he's going to be sharing carries, or even Jamal Williams is going to be getting more. I'm starting to rethink that. I'm starting to think that he won't be overworked and that he's going to score some points. So, okay.
So you've got Montgomery. Okay.
Yep.
I forgot to mention we're going to each take a tight end. So we got that on
right
here too.
Yeah.
All right. With my next pick, I will take – boy, this is tough. You know, I'm going to put you in a little bit of trouble here, Spoon. I'm going to take Bulaga.
Oh,
you got no tackles
me.
Now.
Holy cow. Wow. My offensive line is going to stink. Well, you have put me in a bad spot here. So just to protect my line, I'm going to take Lane Taylor.
Okay.
Yeah, my left side's not going to be real good. I better pick a couple of tight ends after this. Go ahead.
I'll take Martellus Bennett.
Well, there goes that theory for me.
And I think Bennett, you know, when you watch him in practice, he's so big, so strong. I just think that the way that they can utilize him in a number of different spots, especially split out, I just don't see how he can be covered on slants this year. And, you know, it's like what Cook was doing, but with more mass and more force. And so not as much speed, obviously, but just a bigger body. And I don't know. I think it's going to be easy money for Rodgers at times.
Yeah, I think you're right to some degree. I want to see how he fits within the offense, whether he is a team player and, you know, does what he's supposed to do, or if he's a freelancer at all or what. But that would have been my next pick, because I need some help on the outside. I guess I have to take a tackle here.
Well, you don't have to, because I can't take any more.
You can't take any more tackles?
No, all so right, you can wait till the end if you
okay,
want.
Okay, good, good. Well, everybody's going to want me to take Randall Cobb, and I guess I'm going to have to.
Okay, Randall Cobb. So Tom now has Davante Adams and Randall Cobb as his two receivers.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Well, I guess in this situation, since we got to go five receivers, I'll take Geronimo Allison.
That's a good pick.
Suspension be damned.
Yeah, I still think he's going to be have a pretty good year.
I think so, too.
I'm going to protect my inside, and I'll take Jari Evans here.
Okay, so now I'm in trouble on the inside.
Right, right.
All right, so I have both starting tackles. Tom has both starting guards. And
that's what makes this
is going to be interesting.
A great exercise.
Well, now I don't have to take any guards for a while.
Right.
So I will take...
Question is, which ones are you going to take?
I know.
Kofi,
I know.
Thomas Evans,
there's
Jeff
not,
Gray.
There's not a whole lot there.
No, there isn't. I know what I would do if I were you, but I'm not going to say.
I'll take Jamal Williams.
That's a good pick.
I think that Williams, you know, I think you summed it up pretty well in your story the other day that Williams has been pretty disappointing, I think, on the ground so
mm-hmm.
far this season. He's averaging, what, like 1.7 or 2.4 or something like that?
Yeah.
So, and that's obviously not what you wanted for a guy that a lot of people thought could eventually supplant Montgomery
mm-hmm.
as the starting running back. But I think that he showed, and Montgomery has showed, that they can be real safety valves for Rodgers in a lot of situations. And so I think he gives you a little bit of a run pass threat, and I assume he won't average 2.4 a carry all
yeah,
season.
Yeah. Okay, my pick?
Your pick.
I'm going to take Kyle Murphy, and I'm going to tell you why. Because, one, I don't have a right tackle. And the other thing is that I thought you could have taken him as a potential guard.
Oh, okay.
You know, there's a real possibility that if Jari Evans went down, he would be the guy they went with.
I would rather have him at guard than Spriggs, based on what happened last year.
Yeah, the other option would be Barkley, if he's healthy.
Are we assuming he's healthy for this exercise?
Yeah, well, you're assuming where the guys are right now.
Okay.
So,
all right.
I mean, we know Barkley's going to be back.
Okay.
If you just wouldn't be able to start him in the first game, if possibly.
Okay. I'm going to take Trevor Davis.
Oh, that's a good pick.
So now I've got Jordy Nelson, Geronimo Allison, and Trevor Davis.
Now, he's your wide receiver, not your special
teams. He's my wide receiver, not my
guy.
Special teams guy.
Okay.
I'm saving my special teams guy for somebody that can tackle.
Okay, that's probably a good idea. What do I got left? A running back, fullback, three wide receivers. I better start jumping on some receivers here. I don't need to pick a tight end because that's all taken care of. I do need a backup quarterback. I guess I'm going to go with Aaron Ripkowski here. I'll take care of that position.
Okay.
That'll pretty much limit you to one guy for your pick.
Now, for the specialist, are we, like, let's say it's a guy that contributes on, you know, offense.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get that contribution or only what they give on special
no,
teams?
No, only you. We're picking a special teamer to be a
okay.
special teamer.
Because I was going to really handcuff you and take Lance Kendricks as my
special
teams
no,
guy.
Oh, no, you're not. Yeah.
That would have been tough.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
really, the special teams guy, and I'm making the rules up as I go
that's
because
fine.
I can do that, should be a special teams guy. You know, someone who's not a starter.
I'm going to take Aaron Jones as my second running back. So I've got Jamal Williams and Aaron Jones, and Tom has Ty Montgomery and Ripkowski.
Nobody. Oh, yeah, I guess I got Ripkowski as my fullback. Yeah, so our specialist, we're not talking about kickers or punters.
We're talking about guys in coverage or hold-up guys, blockers, returners,
right,
whatever.
Right. Okay, I am going to take... this is getting tough, really tough. You took Trevor Davis, you dog.
It's hard.
Yeah, it really is.
And this is essentially what, you know, not to this degree, but Ted Thompson's going to have to figure out these guys at different positions, these receivers,
yeah,
these special teams guys. Which of the bottom part of the roster shines better than the other part of the bottom?
Right. I'm going to take Janis as my special teamer.
As your special teamer?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Jeff Janis is off the board. Jeff Janis, of course, being the kick returner and probably their best cover guy.
Yeah, that's the main reason why I'm taking him.
That's a good pick there. Well, now, there's not much left at wide receiver, and still need
really
three.
Isn't.
So I'm going to take Max McCaffrey.
Okay, that's a good pick. I'll be pretty much playing two wide receivers the entire.
Yes. You're going to play Adams and Cobb and nobody else.
Yeah, that's very true. I guess I'm going to have to take D'Angelo Yancey here just on potential.
Okay.
I'm hoping that they stash him either on the practice squad or on the 53. He's a talent, but he just hasn't really come around yet. So, yeah, that's what I'll go with.
I'm going to follow up with the same kind of deal. I'm snatching Michael Clark. I'm
wow.
taking him as my fifth receiver.
Ooh,
he doesn't need
you.
To play except in the red zone. And I trust Rodgers to throw deep balls better than the guys he's been working with
yeah.
so far in camp. So I've got Michael Clark. So my receiving core is Nelson, Allison, Davis, McCaffrey, and Clark. And right now, Tom has Devontae, Randall Cobb, and D'Angelo Yancey.
Yeah. You took Aaron Jones. Okay. Well, I'm going to continue to build my offensive line.
Okay.
And I'm going to take Barkley.
All right.
I know a lot of people are probably choking on that, but I feel like he can play two or three positions for me. I don't really like him at tackle, but I don't have really any kind of choice there. Well, I could take Spriggs, but you know what?
I'll let you flip it if you want.
Yeah, I want Spriggs.
Okay.
I believe in the young man.
Well, that's better for me because I'd rather have Barkley at guard than Spriggs.
Yeah, you need a guard. So I just really gave you a present there.
Yeah, that one worked out.
But that's kind of like the Kyrie Irving and
yeah.
Thomas trade. We both win.
So your offensive line from left to right, well, who do you want at left tackle? I'll give you the choice here.
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, I got to go with Spriggs at left tackle.
So Spriggs at left tackle, Lane Taylor at left guard, Lindsley at center, Evans at right guard, and Murphy at right tackle.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Well, since you don't have any picks left on the offensive line, I can sort of be picky here, and I'm going to take Hundley.
Hundley, yeah, that's good. That's a good pick.
So I have Hundley as my backup quarterback. I trust he could win a game a little bit more often than Taysom Hill could right now.
Oh, so you're assuming Taysom Hill will be the number three.
You're on this potential roll here,
yeah,
you know, with Spriggs and Yancey. I just don't think you can pass it up.
All right, so
you need a tight end, a backup QB, two receivers, and a running back.
Yeah, I already know who my tight end's going to be, so I don't need to waste that pick.
All right, I'll pencil in Aaron Peck.
Right. I got to pick two more wide receivers, man. You already took everybody, Clark and McCaffrey.
You can take your guy from Georgia Southern.
Well, I could take Janis there, right?
You could.
I have him on special team. Well, can I take him in both spots?
You could, but then what other position do you want an extra of? Because you'd have one fewer guy than me.
Oh, that wouldn't matter because Janis just plays two positions.
Okay, so you've got Janis at receiver and specialist.
Yeah.
Okay. So make your pick here for either a wide receiver, a quarterback, or a running back.
Well, I just did. So you right? Didn't I just make a pick?
Well, you had Janis already. So
yeah, but that's okay.
Okay.
So I'll have one less guy. But we're talking about two Jeff Janises.
Okay.
I got Jeff Janis A and Jeff Janis B.
Okay. So for me, boy, I don't really know what I want to do here.
So you have
a fullback, two guards, and a specialist, but you're full on all those positions, so I can take my pick of specialists here.
You can do whatever you want, yeah.
Boy, this is tough. You know, this isn't going to be a popular pick for my special teams guy, but I'm going to take Fackrell.
Wow.
I think he's a pretty good special teams player.
He is a really good special teams player.
I mean, he gets down there quickly. He's big. He's fast. I mean, people forget, you know, when I wrote a story about him a couple weeks ago, he is their fastest outside linebacker, bar none.
Mm-hmm.
Faster than Matthews, faster than Perry, Elliott, all these guys. So he can move, And, you know, he's shown that he can show up in punt coverage pretty often.
He led the team in special teams tackles last year.
During the regular season, yep.
That's not a bad pick. I would have thought about Jordan Tripp there, too.
I was going back and forth between Fackrell and Bryce. Just because Bryce, I think, is a hitter.
Yeah.
And I want to intimidate your team.
Yeah, we will not be intimidated.
So you've got a choice, a QB, a wide receiver, or a running back?
I'm going to take Devontae Mays here.
Okay.
Hope that he winds up – I think he'll be on the practice squad, and I hope that he'll wind up on the 53 at some point.
All right. I am going to take Don Barclay as my first guard.
So, I'm going to rush you up the middle in a big way, pal.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to need Lindsley to play three gaps. So that's what's going to happen here. Lindsley's going to play three gaps for me.
And I'm going to have to protect both my tackles. Yeah. So, yeah, that'll be interesting.
All right, so you need
back to me.
A receiver and a backup QB and a tight end.
Oh, man. I guess I'll take Malachi Dupree. I was seriously thinking about taking Monte Crockett.
I thought you were going to take him when you took Janice.
Yeah, you know, I thought about it, but I just don't think this is going to be his year. But I do think he's going to make it on the practice squad, and he could wind up being a player down the road.
Now, I know we talked about this yesterday, but just to reiterate, I mean, candidates for the practice squad could be Dupree,
mm-hmm.
McCaffrey,
mm-hmm.
Clark,
mm-hmm.
Crockett. And maybe even Yancey.
Yeah.
That's five guys they got to choose from.
Yeah.
And if they take Crockett, they're either passing up on Clark, McCaffrey, or a draft pick.
Yeah,
That's a tough call.
Yep.
All right. So at this point, I need a fullback and another guard.
I'll trade you a guard.
What do you want?
A tackle.
No, I'm good with my tackles. Well, don't forget, Bulaga's hurt. I'm taking a risk on this.
He's going to play.
All right, I will take Joe Carriage as my backup fullback. And now you need a quarterback or a tight end.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'll take Kendricks as my tight end.
All right, Lance Kendricks is off the board. So Richard Rodgers, I'm sorry, you did not make the cut.
He didn't make the team.
In the fantasy draft.
You're a free agent.
Now, for guard, what am I going to do here? This is a...
let's see. What are your options?
Well, I could take Amici.
You could take Amici. Justin McCray.
Justin McCray.
Jeff Gray. Lucas Patrick.
Who has a concussion.
Adam Pinkey was playing guard today. I don't know
if you saw
that.
He played zero snaps against Denver.
That is...
Him and Crockett and Thomas Evans played zero snaps, the three of those guys.
You know, I wonder if they're... stashing Pinky, because today he played both guard positions, and I watched him in the one-on-ones, and he was pretty darn good.
Starting out when he got here, he was playing a little left and right tackle.
Yeah.
I mean, so I wondered if they were stashing him and Crockett.
Yeah.
Crockett played zero snaps as well.
They're definitely stashing Crockett. There's no question about it.
So do you think either of those guys plays Thursday?
Boy, they kind of got to.
Pinky has to. Crockett probably doesn't have to. They got 15 receivers to choose from.
Yeah. But, you know, if he's playing with Hill and Callahan, you know, he's probably not going to show up that much anyway. So.
All right. So I got to pick a guard here. I'm going to go with McCray.
Yeah.
I think that McCray gives me center versatility. And if we ever decided to expand this out a little bit, he's going to be in my wedge on the kick return.
Oh, good one. Yeah.
So you need a QB.
You just have to hope he makes the team.
You need a QB.
Yeah, I'm going with Taysom Hill.
Taysom Hill.
Was a no-brainer for me. I'm not convinced he's going to make the team. I may have to have Davante Adams as my backup quarterback.
You might.
You know, or Cobb. I guess I would have Cobb as my backup.
That's true.
Quarterback.
Can anybody else on this list throw? I don't think so.
Maybe Jari Evans. He looks like a guy who has a big arm.
Well, I took Bakhtiari, and he's been taking shotgun snaps during practice.
That's right.
So,
all right. Well, let's go through our lineups. You go through yours, and then I'll read off mine. And then don't forget, folks, you got to vote on this.
So I've got Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. Then I have Jamal Williams and Aaron Jones at running back. Joe Carriage is my fullback. My wide receivers are Jordy Nelson, Geronimo Allison, Trevor Davis, Max McCaffrey, and Michael Clark. Then I destroyed Spoon by taking both starting tackles, David Bakhtiari and Brian Bulaga. Inside, I have Don Barclay and Justin McCray, the weakness of my team. I have Corey Lindsley, as does Tom, and my backup quarterback is Brett Hundley. My tight end is Martellus Bennett, and my special teamer is one Kyler Fackrell.
Okay. And as Michael does, I have Aaron Rodgers as my quarterback. My running backs are Ty Montgomery and Devontae Mays. My fullbacks, Aaron Ripkowski. My wide receivers are Davante Adams, Randall Cobb, D'Angelo Yancey, Jeff Janis, and Malachi Dupree. I think we're a little thin there. My tackles are Kyle Murphy and Jason Spriggs. We'll be helping them both out a lot. Lane Taylor and Jari Evans are my guards. They'll be fanning out to help the tackles.
You're going to be running up the middle.
Corey Lindsey's my center. Don't get hurt, Corey. Taysom Hill's my number three. Please play well on Thursday so you actually make the team. Jeff Janis, special teams. I'm happy there. And Kendricks, I like Kendricks. He's got a little bit of history with some drops, but I think he's going to be a pretty solid player all the way around.
I thought you might take Taysom Hill as your special teamer with that 4.4 speed.
I could have put him at a running back.
You could have.
I could have taken him.
He's faster than every other running back.
Heck yeah. Bigger.
So, okay. Now, realistically, you know, when you look at this, it's obvious that they're deepest at receiver and thinnest on the O-line.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've seen a lot of offensive lines. Have you ever remembered a second-team unit that is this turbulent right now?
Yeah.
It happens from time to time?
It does. There's just not that many good offensive linemen in the NFL. And if you have five good starters, which they do, then you're really lucky. Most teams have a weakness somewhere, and that weakness becomes intensified when you lose a guy. So I do think they'll be okay. They just can't suffer multiple losses. If they have to play Spriggs and Barkley together somewhere, I don't like their chances very well.
Am I crazy to think that if Barkley's not healthy, so like let's say he misses five or six games,
mm-hmm.
if Lindsley got hurt in week one and Bakhtiari got hurt in week one, am I crazy to think that they would have more trouble making up for Lindsley's loss than Bakhtiari? I just think it's much easier to help on the outside than it is straight up the middle. And without Barkley, if you're talking about McCray or Lucas Patrick, that to me is a huge liability.
Yeah, if that happened, I would move Bulaga to left tackle, and I would put I would think about playing Murphy at right tackle. I know they wouldn't do that. They would put Spriggs at left tackle and hope that he comes out through it okay.
So you don't think there's any chance that Bulaga gets flipped this year as the number one backup left tackle?
I don't think you really want to do that. He's really settled into right tackle.
I just wonder if you're stronger with him at left tackle and Murphy at right than you are with Spriggs at left and Bulaga at right.
You might be, but they believe in Spriggs. Athletically, there's every reason to believe in him.
I believed I could dunk, Tom.
Yeah, well, maybe he's just not starting material. But that, remember, it's only his second year.
Right.
And the guy played at Indiana. He's definitely not grown into his body yet. That would be a really tough call, you know. This is a team that played Josh Sitton at left tackle in a playoff game.
That is true.
Who knows what they would do.
So the last position I just want to touch on, because we didn't do it during any of our position breakdowns, I took Bennett, you took Kendricks.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Rodgers is in the mix. How do you see reps playing out between those three guys?
Well, I see Bennett being used in the red zone a lot, and I see him being used in double tight ends with Kendricks. I see Kendricks being used in the backfield as a fullback.
Yes.
You know, they're probably only going to keep one fullback, and then Kendricks could be a second one.
And I thought that Edgar Bennett's answer today was sort of indicative of that, that when he looks at the number of fullbacks, he also looks at the number of tight ends because some of the responsibilities overlap.
Correct. And so I think Kendricks is a guy they can move around a lot. He's durable, I think. And I just think he's going to be an interesting X factor for this offense. So
how many snaps a game does Richard Rodgers play?
You know, kind of depends. But he's going to have some trouble getting snaps. He is. There will be times they'll use him. You can rotate three tight ends. Martellus Bennett is not an every down player. I don't think he's really that type of guy. I think there'll be some games when he's maybe plays less snaps than Lance Kendricks, because I think Lance Kendricks is such a Swiss Army knife that they'll find ways to put him on the field, keep him on the field.
You know, when they signed Bennett, everyone was talking about how great of a blocker he is, and he is a very good blocker for the position. But as you and I spoke about the other day, there are times when McCarthy just can't help himself, and he calls pass after pass after pass. So I wonder how much he's actually going to line up in line, because we've seen him in the slot a ton with the first team offense. He certainly lines up in line as well, but I don't know.
Yeah, but he's not a slot guy. He's what he's is a guy you're looking for a matchup in a certain defense.
Okay.
And unlike Jared Cook, who, you know, when you got him on a linebacker, you knew you were going to win because
right.
he was so fast. Bennett isn't that fast. He's big. You know, you can find ways to double him. I just think he's different that way, and that he won't be used split out as much as Jared Cook was.
So do you think that we will see any instances where they use the formation that they used with Cook and with JerMichael, where they're alone on one side and then there's three receivers on the other?
Yes, they will do that, especially in the red zone they'll do that. But it'll be one of those situations where probably where they'll see what the defense is playing, and then – you know, it'll be in no huddle, and Rodgers will say either stay in line or go out. If they stay in their base defense, he'll just like in Washington, he'll tell Bennett, go line up outside, and we'll throw fade to you.
So we'll have to see how it plays out, but we will post our lineups online. You can take a look at them. Tell us who you think will win. I know it's going to be me, but you can sell us anyway, and we'll have to see how it goes.
Yeah, and send us your thoughts, if you want, on Twitter. My handle is at Tom Silverstein.
And mine is at Michael _Cohen13, because there were 80 million Michael Cohens when I joined Twitter. And it's very challenging for me to find email addresses and handles and things like that. So at Tom Silverstein and at Michael _Cohen13. Anything else on the draft?
That's it. Camp is over. Let's get out of here.
All right. We'll talk to you guys soon. Consolation.